Cameroon's Frenchman coach Paul Marie Le Guen initially earned widespread respect among resty fans of the Indomitable Lions when he pulled the squad from a tight spot last year and then qualified it for the 2010 South Africa World Cup. In due course, however, Le Guen, considered a tenacious disciplinarian, became a target for critics. Many castigated his affinity to talismanic striker Samuel Eto'o, whom he eventually enthroned captain, his choice of players and their positioning on the pitch, the absence of a convincing play style, as well as his timeless search for the right blend of the country's football flag bearers. In fact, Le Guen's popularity in Cameroon plunged drastically last January in Angola when the four-time African Cup winners replicated adventurous and lackluster outings at the Africa Cup of Nations and then eventually failed to roar beyond the quarterfinals. But the government retained Le Guen despite mounting calls for his dismissal. And about a year after he was hired to qualify Cameroon for Africa's first World Cup, Le Guen is yet again under blazing flames of criticism, and even more conspicuously so. Irate supporters of the Indomitable Lions have hemmed him in the bad books, following Cameroon's dismal output and an eventual 0-1 defeat against Japan in their Group E World Cup icebreaker Monday at the Free State Stadium in Bloemfontein. It was Cameroon's first defeat in a World Cup opening game, and the fans say it was predictable. They don't understand why Le Guen benched experienced Arsenal midfielder Alexandre Song, why he positioned striker Samuel Eto'o deep in midfield and at the right flank, why he debuted the encounter with panic-stricken greenhorns like Joel Matip, who've never played at national level, and why he fielded more defenders than attackers and much more.
Time for him. He came and he took us to the World Cup, so he's bye-bye. Michel Le Guen, au revoir. It's a very bad game of today, and I think that the Lions are not the Lions of Africa we know.
The coach has seen what has happened today. We are disappointed with the performance today. We came all the way from Cameroon because we want to see our Lions to go where we want them, and that is the semi-finals. So we want them to do what we are expecting from them. Please, they should not disappoint them.
Samuel Eto'o was not playing the ball to anyone who could.
Before Monday's blunder, Le Guen had voiced the ambition of duplicating Cameroon's 1993 thrilling accomplishment when they surprised Argentina in the opener and then sailed on to the quarterfinal stage. He says the Lions approach to the game was wrong and has taken full responsibility for the gaffe, admitting he faltered in his game plan against Japan's fleet-footed Blue Samurais, who surfaced from uninspiring preparations to win their first World Cup match on foreign ground, thanks to misunderstanding at the Cameroon defense.
We were not at our level because we were nervous. We lost many, many balls, easy balls, and that's why I'm disappointed tonight. Because when you feel that your team is not at its best level, you are frustrated.
Cameroon, formerly rated one of Africa's best chances at the South Africa Global Football Showpiece, now tail their group alongside Denmark and behind favorites the Netherlands and Japan. A skimpy number of optimists, including previously tight-lipped Samuel Eto'o, still under pressure from a pre-tournament row with former Lion Roger Miller, are nonetheless consoling themselves. They say a victory Saturday against Denmark, who are also contemplating bouncing back into the tourney after stumbling 0-2 against the Netherlands, could revive dwindling hopes of an honorable participation. Jules Nyonga is former coach of the Indomitable Lions.
Je pense que ce qu'il faut améliorer, c'est déjà que les joueurs camerounais apprennent à jouer un peu plus vite, un peu plus mobile.
He says Cameroon will have to produce more purposeful, creative and fast play to overcome their next opponents. He says the team was completely ineffective and displayed uncharacteristic inexperience Monday, but could still turn around their fortunes. For many, however, such hope is far-fetched, as reports indicate mounting tension in the Lions' den, as some of the sideline players vent anger, questioning why they did not debut the encounter against Japan. Irrespective of the prevalent condemnation, Paul Le Guen still has a chance to save his skin and rescue his obvious reputation slump.
Yes, we have to win against Denmark. We know that. We try our best, we will try to recover well and to do our best.
From Durban in South Africa, I'm Tarike Divine Jr. for the Sunny Saddle Sports.